Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ahead of South Carolina, Oregon, we now welcome in Jack Veltri from Gamecock Central with On3 Sports. Jack, thanks for taking some time for us, man.
Hey, thanks guys for having me on. Really appreciate it. Always happy to talk sports.
Hey, how long is the drive from South Carolina, from Columbia, South Carolina to Pittsburgh?
So my coworker and I, Mike Yuva, we're driving, and we are currently in West Virginia. So it's about 8 hours, so we're at the halfway point right now.
That's not a bad drive.
That's from here to Sacramento.
Yeah, that's okay. Not a bad drive at
that's
all.
Doable.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone's making the drive out from Eugene to Pittsburgh for this. But
I'm going to tell you, absolutely not. Nobody is making that drive from Pittsburgh.
There's one lunatic.
You had to start Sunday and just start driving. The bracket was revealed, and they just started heading to Pittsburgh, baby.
All right, Jack, for people that haven't watched South Carolina play, because this is the first meeting between Oregon and South Carolina, so I imagine a lot of Pac-12 folks haven't seen South Carolina. What, stylistically, what is this team kind of built on?
Yeah, this is a team that likes to play at their own pace. If they can stay at a good pace early, you know, build the lead or stay in the game, they take a lot of time off the clock, make a lot of passes, try to look for the right shot. And, this is a team that, you know, doesn't score in high volume typically, but at the same time, you know, they're able to hit their threes and make big plays in the paint. I think they're an all-around good team that finds more than one way to, get points on the board.
You know, led by two guards, Talon Cooper and Michi Johnson, both all SEC selections this year. You know, having guard play is going to be huge, especially when you're going against, you know, a young freshman point guard like Jackson Shellstead in the University of Oregon. How dependent are they on the rhythm of those two guys and the success throughout the course of the game?
So, you know, it's kind of interesting you bring that up because, honestly, lately, like, Michi Johnson has been struggling kind of. He's had a few games where he's been really good. But, like, you know, it's nothing compared to the start he got off to this year. And then Talon Cooper's always been pretty consistent. He's not going to score 30 points or anything, but, you know, he'll get you 10 to 15 points and hit some clutch threes and make some good plays on defense. But honestly, they rely on them, but it's not like the end-all, be-all. I know guard play is so important in March Madness, but they also have Colin Murray-Boyles and B.J. Mack in the paint that, you know, can account for a good portion of their points. I mean, I think that's kind of how they won, the Mississippi State game to end the regular season and then the Arkansas game to open the SEC tournament. So there's more ways to win for this team than their guard play. But obviously, you'd like Michi Johnson or Talon Cooper, maybe even both those guys, to get going as we head into March Madness now.
When you look at this South Carolina team, stylistically, you talked about as far as working on the clock, they're also a team that doesn't hurt themselves, which in NCAA tournament play is maybe the biggest thing outside of having that guard play. When you look at this Oregon team that The key to their success has been timely shot making, but there's just not a lot of room for error. Is that something when you look at this matchup that you look at South Carolina going, they're not a team that either turns the ball over, but they don't really force turnovers either. They just like to keep things steady. Is that kind of the key to this game, or do you see something different than that?
Yeah, so I think the key to this game, and I've been talking about it with my coworker Mike Yuva, is that, you know, Oregon's got a lot of size, and, you know, that's something that kind of hurt South Carolina a little bit in these matchups with Auburn specifically this year. That's kind of who we're reminded of when you look at this Oregon team. Whether or not Oregon's as physical as Auburn, I think, well, you know, that's kind of to be determined. I think Auburn's a really good team and is a good comp for Oregon. But I think South Carolina's defense, you know, makes such a big difference in these games. And, you know, they play very sound defensively. They're going to, you know, force you into some tough shots and such. But that's how they play their brand of basketball. And so I think this game definitely comes down to whether or not South Carolina can defend well and, you know, play well in the paint. Because, I mean, you have a guy like Nafali Dante. I hope I'm saying that name right.
Yep.
He's just insane. And that matchup with Colin Murray-Boyle, I said as soon as I watched 5 minutes of that Pac-12 championship game, I'm like, okay, that is the matchup that's going to determine who wins and who loses. Game.
Yeah, shooting 85% from the field in the month of March, not bad for Nfali Dante. It's been a good run. And, you know, what has Lamont Paris meant to this program, though? I mean, and how surprising is it that year two, an NCAA appearance, a sixth seed, because 2017, the future looked so bright under Frank Martin, where it was a Final Four run, and it was Frank Martin just kind of being that gritty red ass on the bench. But the wheels fell off pretty quickly. How is it surprising that Lamont Paris has them where they're at right now?
I think if you ask any average Joe on the street before the season where South Carolina was going to finish at the end of the year, no one would have said tied for second in the SEC. I think you were more realistically looking at bottom of the barrel. Even in my opinion, I was thinking maybe like 10th in the SEC, maybe a little higher, but nothing beyond that. I think Lamont Paris has really blown away everyone's expectations, and you know, he's the right guy for the job. I think there were a lot of people, you know, unsure about him when South Carolina swung and missed on a lot of their potential hires after Frank Martin was canned. But I think he's got them going the right direction. He's a player's coach. The guys love him from everything I've heard, and you know, his coaching style works for this team. With the way they play defense and what they can do on offense, I think it's a very balanced attack.
What's the thing that needs to spark South Carolina to make a deep tournament run?
Michi Johnson, easily. He needs to look. South Carolina has enough talent to go around to make up for one guy not playing so well. And there's been games where Michi Johnson's been, you know, 1 for 10 from the field. There was even a game earlier this year where he had 0 points in South Carolina. Still won, no problem. So they can make up for, you know, any deficiencies out there. However, like, you know, to make a run in March, I mean, you think of big guys like Steph Curry and I'm trying to think of some other guys that have, you know, led the way to big runs in March Madness. You need that prototypical scorer that's going to go out there and put up 20 to 25 points a game and, you know, carry the way. It's not the end-all be-all, but for South Carolina, I think in order to beat a team like Oregon and then maybe Creighton or Akron or whoever, Tennessee down the road, you got to be able to score with your big guns. And Michi Johnson, I mean, you want to make a name for yourself. I mean, this is there's no better place to do it. So I think he definitely will, especially with him being from Cleveland and stuff. I hear he's got a lot of family coming in town for this game. So I think he'll step up to the plate.
Miles Stute had a hit pointer in the SEC tournament, and he had a longer term injury earlier in the season. What's his status looking like for round one?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything yet on Miles Stute. You know, that hit pointer injury, I think, came from the Arkansas game. He got, you know, hit pretty hard, it would seem. And, you know, he's been dealing with injuries throughout this entire season. I hate it for him just because, you know, he's a transfer, making a name for himself. Had a starting spot, and now it's kind of, you know, coming off the bench and such. But, yeah, I mean, if he's available to go tomorrow, I think they're pretty much good on the injury front. Or, I'm sorry, Thursday. I think they're going to be fine on the injury front because also Talon Cooper was dealing with an ankle in, or ankle issue after the Auburn game. But, I mean, if you get Studi back, I mean, look at it this way. He comes off the bench, plays pretty good defense, has that veteran experience, and, you know, can hit a few shots. So I think while he might not be at 100%, if you can get him anywhere close to above 75 to 80%, I think you're in a good position. And it only helps South Carolina.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, let's get to Jermaine Cousinard, former South Carolina Gamecock. And this is crazy that it's the first time in either football or basketball that Oregon and South Carolina have met up in any capacity, let alone the NCAA tournament. But Cousinard, former South Carolina Gamecock, is there any bad blood between the two? Because it was kind of a weird reaction when, you know, you saw the sixth seed come up and it was South Carolina. And then when Oregon popped up, all of a sudden it was like a mixed emotion for Cousinard there.
Yeah, no, people like him here in Columbia. You know, I was actually talking with Jacoby Wright the other day, who is a guard for South Carolina. So long story short, after Frank Martin got fired, a ton of players decided to transfer. And Germany was one of them, but Jacoby Wright ended up staying along with Josh Gray, and they're the only two players left from the Frank Martin era at South Carolina. And talking with Jacoby, I mean, it seems like that, like they're still brothers to this day. They still text. I mean, Jacoby was texting Germany after the Pac-12 championship game, and you know, it was all good there. But I mean, they're not going to text now because you know, they're about to play each other. But I think afterwards, it's all still love at the end of the day, and. You know, look, I mean, Jermaine had to do what was best for him. I understand it. You know, transferring after your coach gets fired, I mean, it's a tough situation. And, you know, I mean, you wish he would have stayed, you know, under Lamont Paris and stuff. But look at what he's doing in Oregon. He's yep. continuing to thrive. And I know he didn't have a great Pac-12 tournament, but I think he's definitely going to be critical in what the Ducks can do moving forward here.
Hey, Jack, thanks for taking the time for us today, man. Have a safe drive and enjoy the tournament.
Yeah, man. Always appreciate it, guys. Thank you for thinking of me and having me on.
Anytime. That's Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central for On3 Sports ahead of South Carolina, Oregon, the NCAA tournament on Thursday.
Lamont Paris in this South Carolina team, they are defensively, that's where they're going to want to make their...
You
make
look
their
at run. All of their profiles, they force one of the least amount of turnovers in all of basketball because they just play sound. They aren't aggressive. So when we talked about profiles, and when you're talking about matchups in the NCAA tournament, there's the hyper-aggressive Samfords who are going to 2-1-2 you to death. They're going to run lineup changes wholesale. They're just going to grind you into paste for 40 minutes. This South Carolina team, they are going to be nuanced and methodical. They are not going to take chances on offense. They are not going to take chances on defense. They are going to make you make mistakes.
I am excited for this matchup for that reason. It's not going to be the back and forth.
It's not going to be sexy.
Running gun.
It's going to be good basketball.
Sexy NCAA tournament game. Yeah. It's going to be kind of put you in a phone booth, mm-hmm. and we're going to see who comes out of it. And that is, I think that's where Oregon wants to play. I mean, they will push tempo. They're going to get up and down the floor. But we saw when they were at their best, and what we've heard from Dana Altman time and time again is we're rushing our offense. Yep. Everything is too fast. And if you play a team that doesn't want to push you up and down the floor, it's a lot easier to kind of run your sets, get into where you want to be. That, to me, means that we're going to have
a hell of a matchup
between these two teams.
If Oregon can execute and hit timely shots to where they're in it in the final 5 minutes, you should be in for a bit of a thriller.
I think we're going to hit the under.
I would bet it just because neither team, I mean, Oregon especially, not great shooting. But, again, South Carolina, the reason they are where they are, look, they're a six seed, but you look at their profile, they're a really good 26-7. They were a really good team.
Yep. And the guy we talked about at the end, Jermaine Cousinard, he's going to play a massive role for Oregon in this matchup. Not because it's South Carolina, not because it's his former school. It is because of in the tournament, you need the, and he did. He had a bit of a rough go of it in the Pac-12 tournament. In the tournament, you need the veterans. I mean, this is a guy who is a six-year senior. These are where those guys shine.
This is where it should show out.
And that is when you have a true freshman point guard in Shelstead, when you are inexperienced at other places, that guy pays dividends come tourney time. He's going to have to be huge.
I can't wait. Hercules.
A&A is going to be a fun place to be on Thursday, baby.
It's going
to
be a good time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.